Hello and welcome back to William Hill's Darts Podcast. We're looking at the World Grand Prix Darts in Dublin. The City West Hotel is the venue and we've already seen two excellent nights in the competition so far. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the second round is former Sky Sports commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes.
You weren't there this year, John, but did you see much of the darts this time?
I've seen some of the games. I haven't seen all of them. I was out playing darts last night and it happened to be on the telly where we were playing, though with the sound down, so I was able to just keep an eye on things. One or two of the games I've watched at home I've found very enjoyable, very relaxing.
Good. We've seen some really impressive performances, and before we go through the matches on Wednesday and Thursday in the second round, we'll just have a quick spin through the outright betting, see if your opinion's changed at all here, John. Phil Taylor's still the favourite. He's now 6-4 after coming through his first round match 2-1. Michael van Gerwen hit 104 average in his first round match. He's the 3-1 second favourite. Adrian Lewis 13-2. Good to see Adrian Lewis back to some kind of form as well. Simon Whitlock 12-1. He scraped through, didn't he? James Wade, he's 10-1. They should be the other way around in the betting. I apologise for that. James Wade also narrowly getting through, and Barney is 16-1. One of your each way tips in the outright betting to start with. Dave Chisnell 18-1. Gary Anderson is 20-1, and Andy Hamilton is 25-1. So is Wes Newton, and it's 40-1 or bigger price as the rest. So has your opinion changed, John? At the start, you went for Phil Taylor as a win bet and Barney each way?
No, I still have to stick by that. I did say initially that Barney's real test would come in the second round should he and van Gerwen get through. I expected them both to get through. They did so. And Barney's odds, of course, will come tumbling down should he beat van Gerwen. And I suggested a day or two back that this was a good time to be playing van Gerwen early in the competition. And it's going to be one heck of a game, and the whole of Holland will be watching it for certain, if not the whole of the UK and Ireland. That promises to be the match of the round, although it doesn't occur until Thursday. My opinion hasn't changed. I expected Jamie Cavan to give Phil Taylor a test and suggested 2-1. And that's how it happened. And I'm pleased to say that I got most of my forecasts for the first round correct. And that always gives one a good feeling as well.
Yes, you're in good form in the first round, John. Hopefully that will continue in the second round. Let's just have a quick summary then of the outright as it stands. And so you'd still be going Taylor as a win bet if you were to get on now, and Barney get on before if he's going to get through, he's got to beat van Gerwen, hasn't he?
Yes, that's right. That's why Barney's the value that he is. He's only come down 2 points after his win over Stuart Kellett, and that's simply because he's got the rather formidable Michael van Gerwen ahead of him. But van Gerwen will see Barney as just as formidable as well. And the winner of that ought really to take the job through to the final. Though there are a lot of other players who will have a say about that. But I think Barney still represents the value.
Okay, let's move on to the second round then. The games are on Wednesday and Thursday, and the first game to get underway on Wednesday evening at 7:05 is James Wade against Conny Finnan. It's 1-6 for James Wade, Conny Finnan 4-1. Now James Wade beat Steve Beaton in a deciding leg in the first round, and Conny Finnan beat Terry Jenkins, the Irish player, surprising a few people in front of that home crowd. How do you see this one going, John?
Well, it reminds me of the game a couple of years ago when Wade played Brendan Dolan, and it was in a semi-final, and Dolan, of course, did the 9-darter against James Wade and actually went on to knock him out. Everybody said it would be Wade all the way, but the Irish crowd was so behind Dolan, they carried him through, and that could happen again in this second round match. Admittedly, it's a shorter format than the semi-final, but that actually ought to give the Irishman even more chance, perhaps, over the shorter distance, first to three sets, best of five. And Conny Finnan, having gained that victory over Terry Jenkins, will also have gained considerable confidence. That having been said, James Wade did come through a tough game against Steve Beaton. He knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be tough. And I did have some doubts as to whether he'd be able to get through, given that he's had recent difficulties and the four tournament ban wouldn't have helped his cause. But I think the fact that he did come through, and he came through really with some determined play, I think might just give Wade that edge that the odds suggest he deserves. And for all that he's going to have a tough time against Finnan, I think Wade's experience will take him through to round three. I've got to expect the Irishman to take a set. I think he will. And I'm going to take Wade to win it by 3-1.
OK, 3-1 in the opener of the night then. On to the second match, Wes Newton against Gary Anderson. Two men who, well, cruised through the first round, I suppose. Peter Wright was Wes Newton's opponent. He beat him 2-0. And Gary Anderson, he averaged 104.86 when beating Yella Clarkson 2-0. And I was impressed with Gary Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson is capable of that. He's a wonderful player. But he finds ways of losing games from winning positions. He's done it too often. But on Monday night, he didn't, and good luck to him. It was a wonderful performance. You see, people have been saying of Gary Anderson for years, and it's got to him a bit. He's privately said to me, I'm sick of people saying I can't hit me doubles. He said, I'm no different to anybody else. When I'm hitting my doubles, I'm a brilliant player. When I'm not hitting my doubles, I don't win. That's an obvious statement, but I know what he's saying. And I think he demonstrated in this first round match against Klassen that's exactly right. He hit his doubles, his starting doubles and his finishing doubles, and ended with 104-plus average. And therefore, he's got to be taken seriously. It's the match of the match of the night, rather, for my money, this, Newton against Anderson. I can't pick a winner. I think it'll be 3-2 either way. If I have to come down on one player against another, I'll back Anderson, simply because that confidence he will have gained from hitting the doubles. But we know Newton has quality.
Yeah, it should be a cracker, that match. So should the next one, Phil Taylor against Paul Nicholson. We know these two have had a bit of history in the past. Phil Taylor, he beat Jamie Cavan 2-1, averaging 99.94. He cruised through the first set, but then was made to work a little bit harder afterwards. Paul Nicholson averaged 99 when beating Robert Thornton and called it his best ever performance on TV. So it's set up to be quite a match, isn't it, John?
Yes, and obviously, that history goes back to the Players' Championship back in 2010, I think 2009, 2010, and Nicholson said that he was going to blow Taylor apart, and he duly beat him, and then went on to become Players' Champion after beating Mervyn King, and everybody expected Paul Nicholson's career to really take off after that, but it hasn't to any great extent. Whereas every time Taylor's played him since, he's got his revenge, if indeed that's what he's after. I would expect this game to go Taylor's way again. I do think Nicholson will give a good account of himself, but the pressure that Taylor will put him under, that Thornton didn't, will only add to frustration on Nicholson's part, and I'm taking Taylor to win this by 3-0.
3-0, John. You fancy a whitewash then?
I do indeed.
Okay.
For all that I wouldn't want that to happen, I do think that Taylor will wipe the floor, frankly, with Nicholson here.
Okay. The final match on Wednesday evening is Simon Whitlock against Ronnie Baxter. Simon Whitlock, he sneaked past Northern Irishman Michael Mansell. He was on the wrong end of three match darts at one point in that match as well. Well, at the end of the match, obviously. But still managed to scrape through. Ronnie Baxter, he had a little bit more of an easy passage through. He beat Colin Lloyd 2-0. It's 4-11 for Whitlock, and Baxter's 21-10. How do you see this one going, John?
I see it going Whitlock's way, frankly. I'm always glad to see Ronnie Baxter win darts matches. I think he's an entertaining darts player. He plays with what seems to be a permanent smile on his face. You always get the impression that Ronnie's enjoying himself. Sometimes you wonder if he might be an even better player if he just took take himself a little more seriously. I think it's just the way he is, and he won't change. I think Whitlock has that added gear, that extra little bit of class, that little bit of quality. And as you say, he came through a very tough first round game. He survived three darts at a double, three match points against him. And that does give a player a lift when you know whatever position you're going to be in the tournament, you know that it's still a better position than the one you might have faced. You could have been out in the first round, back home, watching it on television, listening to my voice in William Hills, or on the podcast, and you're not. You're up there on the stage, still playing and still fighting and still hoping to be World Grand Prix champion. That's the difference, and I think that Whitlock, therefore, will take this by 3-1.
Okay, that does Wednesday's action then. Thursday evening is the second set of matches in the second round, and we start with Adrian Lewis against Justin Pipe. Adrian Lewis beat Brendan Dolan in a deciding leg in what was a cracking match on Tuesday evening, and a lot of people are saying that Adrian Lewis has matured now. I know he's won two world titles, but his performance was fantastic on Tuesday evening. Justin Pipe, he was impressive as well. He beat Andy Smith 2-0. Cruising through the first round, so an interesting match to kick us off on Thursday, John.
Yes, it is, and a contrast in styles, as there invariably is when Pipe's around. But he's playing Lewis, who does like to move along, likes rhythmical play, and he got that to a large extent against Dolan. But he's played the likes of Pike before. He's played Dennis Priestley, he's played Dennis Smith, and I've no doubt he's played Justin Pipe a time or two on the circuit. And the part of Lewis's maturity is learning how to cope with different situations on the stage. Yes, I do think that he is maturing. I do believe that he's a good deal more responsible perhaps now than he was, and I think that's being reflected in his play. He's another one who might think, well, I scraped through against Dolan, I can freewheel now and relax a little. And when Lewis is relaxed, he's a fine player. We know Pipe's a very good player, rather slow. I'm not sure that the Justin Pipe of today quite has what it takes to beat Lewis. Would have done 12 months ago, I would have tipped Pipe. But I think Lewis will take this. But it may be a nail-biter again for him. I'm going to take the twice former world champion to win it 3-2.
Okay, 3-2 to Adrian Lewis in the opener then. On to the second match, Dave Chisnell against Wayne Jones. You mentioned that Dave Chisnell against Ian White could be a good game before the match, and it turns out it was. It was 2-1 to Chizzy, and an entertaining game. And Wayne Jones, he beat Mervyn King in straight sets. A resurgent Wayne Jones as well. He's playing well at the moment. Who would you like for this one, John?
It's a tough one because Wayne is one of those dogged performers. He comes in under the radar often because he's not the most flamboyant of individuals. He's what I call a typical black countryman who doesn't particularly invite the limelight. He just wants to get on with his game. He's pragmatic and he's a darn good player, as he proved against Mervyn King, finishing with a 130 on the bull, and doing well now. And Jones is doing now what Andy Hamilton did a couple of years ago. Away from the televised tournaments, he's won one or two, or got done well in one or two events, got himself into this competition, and by doing well in this competition, it means that he's going to get into even bigger ones. So it's very interesting. His career's on and up again. He's been around a long, long time. Chizzy hasn't been around as long, but he is one, in contrast to Jones, who has hit the headlines and really revels in publicity and all that goes with winning darts matches. So it'll be another cracking game. I think it could go the distance, but I'm going to take the obvious route and go for Dave Chisnall. I think he's got that extra bit of class, and I think that he's the one of the two players who's more likely to hit a three-figure average. I think Chisnall, for me, 3-1.
Okay, 3-1 to Dave Chisnall there then. On to the third match of the evening, and it's Well, pretty much the tie of the round. It's Michael van Gerwen against Raymond van Barneveld. Michael van Gerwen beat John Part 2-0, averaged 104.47 in that very impressive start to his defence of his title. Raymond van Barneveld beat Stuart Kellett 2-0. He didn't get it all his own way in the first set, but was relatively comfortable in the end. It's going to be a cracker, this, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is. It might even turn out to be the match of the tournament and worthy, really, of more than best of five sets. But it's early in the competition. It was, of course, the final of the William Hill Grand Slam 11 months ago in Wolverhampton. And Barney prevailed on that occasion and won his first major for about 5 years. It didn't faze van Gerwen. He's carried on. He's still one of the top players in the world, and we'll expect a top performance from him. I back Barney at the start because of his the value that there is, and the fact that he won the Players' Championship event in Dublin on Sunday. Both players came through their first round games, as you say, unscathed, and I would expect this game to go the distance. 3-2 either way, but I'm coming down on Barney's side. I think Barney will be the Dutchman in round three out of these two.
Okay, and the final game of the second round is Andy Hamilton against Kevin Painter. Andy Hamilton, the hammer, he destroyed Kim Huybrechts in the first round. He beat him 2-0 with a very, very impressive performance, hitting doubles all over the place. Kevin Painter, he only dropped one leg in beating Richie Burnett, so two very impressive performances in the first round from these two. John, which one comes through the second round?
Yes, that's right. I think Hamilton's was the more impressive and one of the most impressive performances of the entire first round. Because you alluded to hitting doubles all round, the beginning doubles and certainly the ending doubles. I don't think he missed one. I would expect Hamilton to carry on where he left off, hitting doubles, which really adds to the pressure on Kevin Painter. Painter, will he respond to the pressure? We don't know. But there are times when things don't go right. If Hamilton does put that pressure on Painter and he misses a few doubles, then the head will start shaking. I'm not saying the chin will hit the deck, but I think it'll make Hamilton's job that much easier. I think Hamilton's the better player, more quality. They both, of course, went into the Premier League 2 years ago, and I would expect the man who's still part of the Premier League scene, Andy Hamilton, to prevail. I'm taking Hamilton to win this by 3-1.
Okay, 3-1 then in the finale to the second round. It's set to be a fantastic second round. Thank you very much for speaking to us again, John, and we'll speak to you again Friday morning ahead of the quarters.
Thank you, Mark, and I'm off to Ludlow now. I'm catching a train, Manchester Piccadilly at 11:30. My horse, Gulf Punch, is quite well fancied for the 4:40 at Ludlow this afternoon.
Good stuff, John. Good luck with Gulf Punch as well, and we'll speak to you again Friday.
Thank you, sir.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.